Trauma, Love, and Becoming a Better Man with rapper-actor Common. Opening up like never before, the star reflects on a haunting sexual assault, becoming a father, and why he still hopes to find true love. Seated inside a small Brooklyn cafe, the artist known as Common, who was born Lonnie Rashid Lynn, looks up from his hot tea to see a group of teens staring in through the window. He smiles warmly and gives a wave as the group celebrates their celebrity spotting before continuing down the block. They're blissfully unaware that while they were gawking, he was in the middle of rehashing some of his life's most painful moments. As stars, we put ourselves out there and act like everything is good, everything is perfect, he says. But we all have wounds in our life. I want people to know that we all go through stuff, and we all need support and help. The Grammy and Oscar-winning rapper, actor, and activist is well known for his poignant and poetic way with words. At the 2015 Oscars, he and John Legend moved many in the audience to tears during their stirring performance of their civil rights anthem, Glory. But now the star, 47, is digging deeper. In his newly released memoir, Let Love Have the Last Word, Common examines his greatest hardships, the trauma of being molested around age 9, his strained relationship with his adult daughter, Omoye, 21, and the repeated heartache of numerous breakups. In revealing so much, Common hopes to show that, with forgiveness and a good amount of therapy, peace and happiness are attainable. We've got to start shifting our perspective, he says. Everything can be overcome with love. What was your goal with this book? Were you worried at all about being so open and vulnerable? I wanted to go places where I feel like, as a black man, we don't always go. It hasn't been part of our culture. When I was talking about being molested, it was like, man, you know what? I'm going to write about this. In black and brown communities, we do deal with this. I visited prisons where men are like, I was sexually abused. A guy on my own team came to me and said, it happened to me when I was younger. I'm not caring about the stigma. I'm going to speak it and hope that other people heal from it. You write that a male family friend sexually abused you while you both shared a bed during a family trip when you were about 9 or 10, and it caused you to instantly feel, quote, a deep and sudden shame. What was your coping mechanism? I kind of wiped that out of my mind for a while, for a long time. I had a tendency to do that, to tuck things away in a corner. My journey back to it came with all the work I've been doing on myself, from prayer to meditation to therapy to art. I didn't even realize it happened until I was doing a film called The Tale, which deals with that subject matter. I actually told my co-star, Laura Dern, yo, I think this happened to me. It just started coming back to me.